Time for sport now. Warwick Hadfield is here. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, Hamish.
Let's start with football. An angry James Treacy has hit out at Socceroos coach Graham Arnold. Missed selection for the Asian Cup.
Yes, Hamish. Treacy scored the goal that won the final in the last Asian Cup, 2-1 against South Korea, if you need reminding. But he's been overlooked to the point where he's apparently not among a dozen players on standby, and he has unloaded. He says, yes, he should be in the squad, which in his view has not been picked on merit, which of course is a huge swipe at Graham Arnold. That's highly career limiting, but his omission by so great a gap suggests his career is already limited to the A-League with Melbourne Victory. Those who have been picked, whether on merit or some other criteria, include Aaron Mooy, and that's despite what most thought was a knee injury that meant he wouldn't be able to play for a few months, including this Asian Cup. He's seeking the proverbial second opinion from medical people, and he will be given up until the six-hour limit right just before kickoff in the first game to prove his fitness. That's the cut-off point for any nation taking part to name replacements, and that applies, of course, to the Socceroos squad. If he doesn't make it, it's probably the safest of guesses. His locum tenens won't be James Treacy, and he'll be playing for Melbourne Victory against Melbourne City tomorrow in the A-League, Hamish. And at 7:30, we'll also take a look at the W League game on last night. Did Brisbane get the 3 points? Well, you're just going to have to wait.
We're on tenterhooks. In cricket, the Renegades made their little bit of history last night, beating Perth for the first time.
Oh, history all over the place in the T20 competitions in both the women's and the men's, Hamish. Under the big top at Docklands in Melbourne, this one, Dan Christian. He was fresh off a plane from a T20 competition in South Africa. This is the nomadic way of the T20 cricketer these days. He took 3 wickets and then guided the Renegades home with 13 not out. Batting first, the Scorchers wilted, well, from their own heat, going from 3 for 48 when Mitchell Marsh, and I can see those smirks all over Australia now, was dismissed for 3, and the Scorchers all out for 103. The Renegades had their own little mini collapse early on before Sam Harper, with a delicious mix of the orthodox and the unorthodox, Muhammad Nabi, and finally Christian with a whacking 6, got them home by 4 wickets. Now, tonight, the circus goes to Canberra with Sydney Thunder taking on the Melbourne Stars. That's in the men's competition, and the Thunder playing the Hobart Hurricanes. Weather permitting, and when you looked at the weather map in New South Wales yesterday, that's quite a condition to apply. And at the Karen Rolton Oval in Adelaide, the female strikers play the Melbourne Stars this afternoon, Hamish.
Well, it's interesting you talk about the weather, because early indications, I'm told, are that conditions will be good for this year's Sydney to Hobart. I'm presuming that does not refer to the massive hailstorms in Sydney overnight.
They were sensational.
But it could help the maxi yachts.
Yeah, look, according to the Weather Bureau, all of those conditions and the hail and everything will be gone. Prevailing winds will produce a sleigh ride, and that'll be the second in 2 days, of course, early in the race, which might put at risk even the record for the fastest time to Hobart set by Comanche last year. But there is a chance of a southerly for those taking a little longer. Those are the purists, of course, vying for handicap honours, because there's always a race within a race. We all know the reason why they're all in a hurry to get to Hobart, the infamous quiet little drink, for which you do need a good constitution in and around Constitution Docks in Hobart, Hamish.
The Brisbane Roar continued their goal-scoring spree in the W League last night.
Yes, Hamish, they beat the Wanderers women 3-1 last night. That's on top of their 4 goals the game before, and they are, if only temporarily, on top of the ladder, equal with Melbourne Victory. But that could change tonight as the Victory travel to Adelaide to play United, who might be, look, half a chance to win this one and keep the Brisbane Roar up there. The United have their Icelandic international. You don't get to say that a lot on this program. Their Icelandic international, Fandis Friðriksdóttir, back from injury. Now, in the other A-League game on tonight, Perth Glory plays Sydney FC. Their menfolk are also playing each other in the A-League. That's first against third, and look, it's shaping up as a bit of a doozy. Tony Popovic has done great things in his short time with the Glory, who are unbeaten, while Sydney FC is, well, Sydney FC. Never any shortage of self-confidence when it comes to the Sky Blues, Hamish.
In cricket, it's becoming all about the pitch ahead of the Boxing Day test at the MCG.
Well, that's according to no less authority than Warney, and who are we to disagree? Look, if you will all remember, with some disdain really, the snooze fest in the Ashes test last year when just 24 wickets fell. The drop-in pitch got a very low mark from the International Cricket Council. All sorts of ministrations have been going on to try and get it up to speed this summer and liven it up to produce the 40 dismissals that will be needed to make a great test match next week. But the feeling among those who've already played on it this year is it's still got a way to go. and some have even called for it to be dropped, not into the MCG, but into Port Phillip Bay. And look, another bad report from the ICC could, well, officially or technically anyway, see the MCG lose the game, lose the Boxing Day test. You just know the burgers of Melbourne aren't about to let that happen, Hamish.
And in basketball, Warwick, a big weekend ahead of the Townsville Fire in the WNBL as they try to defend the title that they won last season.
I reckon the WNBL should become the frequent flyers NBL competition. Hamish, the Fire play Bendigo in Bendigo tonight, and then they fly all the way home to Townsville to play the Caps on Sunday. And they'll be doing it all without one of their frequent flyers, or certainly their frequent champions, Susie Batkovich. She was the MVP in last year's final series, but at the moment she's got a debilitating neck injury. She's already missed the plane to Bendigo. She's seeing the doc today to assess whether she might play on Sunday. And also tonight, the unheralded and you might even say unadvertised. They can't even get a line in their local paper when it's a home game. That's the Adelaide Lightning play the Sydney Flames. A game they should win as they try to convince South Australians of their worth, which is around about the $500,000 they need to survive at the moment. And Hamish, as you've already indicated, I'm off for a bit. Can I wish you and the million plus who listen to you around the wide and often these days browned off land a safe and happy Christmas.
Warwick, I can't tell you how much love there is for you on the RM Breakfast text and Twitter feed every morning. It's always a pleasure to talk to you every morning during the summer and even during the main part of the year. Have a great Christmas break as well.
Good on you, Hamish.
Warwick Hadfield there. Merry Christmas. It is 24 minutes to 8.